It's Tozin with the film review. Morning, Tozin.
Hello, hello, hi, how are you?
With us.
yes.
Radio live.
Yes, I was busy with something else, which will become clear. But when you were talking about words that get used, I thought this was going to be a Benedict Cumberbatch thing.
Ah, because he put his foot in it, didn't he?
He put his foot in it royally.
What did he say?
He referred to black actors as coloured.
A
live interview. He was kind of, and the thing is that he was making a good point. He was talking about how there's lack of diversity in Hollywood and everything like that. But he just kind of like absentmindedly said, because it's a bit difficult for some coloured actors and everything like that. And personally, I hate that word. It sets my teeth on edge. And when I said it, I was like, dude, what did you just do? But that's right. A word. What you're saying with those things is the kind of thing that, I don't know, 40 years ago was probably bandied about and people just didn't care about it or anything like that. I didn't even care when anybody was annoyed by it or liked it. I didn't think that the word doesn't really make any sense when you use it in that context. But nowadays, no.
Do you know what's really great? That you've actually brought it up. And because I think sometimes when you get people of a certain age, now Benedict Cumberbatch should know better because he's of today's time. If you talk to somebody about 75, 80, that's the sort of terminology they use because they don't know any different.
Yeah.
And we got to talk about it. It gets confusing for people like me because I am actually colourblind. And without starting a war or anything like that, because you know sometimes we worry about how things are portrayed and how things are said. But when I look at you, if you forgive me, I see somebody that is brown.
Yeah.
Because I'm colourblind, I don't see black, I see brown, but I see a human being, and that's all that matters.
Yeah.
And I look at Max, and I think, she's pale and pasty, got loads of makeup on, and she's kind of pink with it. do you know what I mean? I think sometimes we get a little bit, I don't know.
Yeah.
And it's all about, if we can talk about it, if we can put it in the open, and I guess it's the way that it's said as well.
Yeah, it is definitely the way it's said.
You're not offended, are you?
No, I'm not, because I've had people say to me before, I've had people, like, remember once I was on the tube station in London, I was in tube train in London, and there was these guys coming back from an Arsenal game. So I just started up a chat with him, and the guy once been about 60 or something, like 60-70, and I was like, oh, what's the game like? He was like, oh, we got a great team up there. And oh, and Arsenal, he's got some great young lads, and he's got some guys at the backs, a couple of darkies like you. I mean,
that's so horrible.
Yeah.
Sorry, you're laughing. I'm laughing at you laughing.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, because the thing he said it, and the way he said it, there was no malice in it whatsoever.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, it's not a good thing to say.
No, absolutely.
But the way he said it, there was no malice, like, he said it, and it wasn't as if he was, you know, when someone says something and they're like, you know, they're abusing you and they hate you, anything like that. This guy didn't. He was being friendly with me. It's just that that's probably what he grew up hearing all
Definitely, the time.
And that's the way they refer to black people. And it hasn't gotten to the point where he's made the connect that that might not be a good thing to say.
Yeah.
And so it's...
Well, do you know what? It's a couple of years. When my son was a toddler, so it would have been like 18 years ago, I remember trying to get into the house, and I've had the toddler, Tom, my son, over my shoulder, and he's put his thumb in my eye.
Yeah.
So you know how painful that is.
Oh,
and
you can't see
anything. So anyway, as he's put his thumb in my eye, he's looking over my shoulder, and he says, look, Daddy, a chocolate man. You know, and it's like chocolate man, and because I look around, I can't see anything, because anyway, when I kind of come to, I see, you know, what he was referring to. I'm ever so sorry, and he said, no, it's fine. You know, it's a toddler. He's not, you know.
Yeah,
there's no malice in it.
Yeah, I think there's no malice in it, but. And I think we can, Benedict Cumberbatch, when he said it, there was no malice in it, but he should know better.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. would you come back and do a phone-in on this kind of, or not a phone-in, a lunchtime debate?
No,
a
debate.
Yeah. I'm fine with that. I mean, I've, as you know, I have a lot of views. So
we'd love to hear them as well. So, we've got 7 minutes now, because we've eaten into the time, to review probably the best film of the year so far.
With the best film, well, the thing is, essentially, at the moment, what I want to say about films is, this is a great time to go to the cinema. Because the Oscars are coming up. The Oscars are coming up in February. And what happens is that they have the film calendar is top heavy with films. So in January, February, there will most people who are hoping to make sure that they win an Oscar, because people vote for it and they want to be remembered. So they'll release films in sort of December, January time. So nowadays, if you go to the cinema, you can throw a stone and hit probably a quite good film. anywhere you look. And so, I mean, since the last time I've been on, I've seen quite a few ones. I'll give a couple of ones that I would say are really good to see. The Theory of Everything, the film about Stephen Hawking.
He's just got an award for that, hasn't he?
Eddie Redmayne.
Yeah. The actor's winning it all, isn't he?
Yeah, well, yeah. And when you see the film, you understand why.
Yeah, amazing.
Let me put it this way. You watch the trailer of this film, he deserves an Oscar just from what you see in the trailer.
He is so good.
I mean, the performances are brilliant. I mean, I love the interactions between him and Felicity Jones, who plays his wife. Although my favorite scenes are when it's him, Felicity Jones, who plays his wife, and this guy played by Charlie Cox called Jonathan, who in real life is now married to... Ooh, spoiler. Never mind.
But, no.
What?
Never mind.
You're like my mum, you are. I've got to tell us about the blooming film. You don't need to go see it now.
The truth is, like, you can find this stuff on Wikipedia. It's kind of common knowledge. Yeah. It's the scenes between the three of them, which I think are absolutely brilliant. So I saw a film called Birdman with Michael Keaton, who's back in the limelight now. He used to play Batman.
I saw the interview about this film recently.
Yeah, Birdman. And this film, it is the closest thing I've ever seen to visual jazz. Even the score is all jazzy and stuff, but the way the film is made is a bit experimental. It's all about this actor who's trying to, years after playing this superhero over and over and over again and losing credibility, he's trying to gain his credibility back. He's trying to sort of like claim it back by writing, directing, and adapting this play on Broadway. And it's a very, very good film. It's got some absolutely hilarious moments in it. There's one particular bit where he's walking through Times Square in his briefs. He's like wearing nothing but like, you know, this sort of like, he's wearing like wife runs essentially, walking around Times Square, because for reasons which I will not tell you, because you got to see the film to see it. But that's a really, really good film. So I'll totally recommend that. I've heard good things about Wild, even though I'm going to see that soon. So yeah, there's a lot of good films out there.
Of course, Soul 50 Shades of Grey is coming out, isn't it?
That's coming out for Valentine's Day. 50 Shades of Grey.
She does.
She's like, I think it's 13th of February. She's booked her tickets.
I've got all the books. A girlfriend gave them to me. I haven't even read them. I don't need to.
Anyway, look, we've got 3 minutes to talk about the film of the year so far.
Film of the year so far, the ones that I've seen.
No, hang on a minute.
We can't give you any more hints.
The one that you filmed.
The one I made. Yes. Okay, 3 weeks to talk about it. Okay, cool. If you're listening to this, you may or may not have realized that something monumental happened last week Friday. And
now let me think.
Something monumental. Anybody know?
We were five.
Something monumental happened last week Friday, which I came into and my humble self filmed, and I've edited together a short film, which is going to be going on to the Facebook page, it's the Vectis Radio front page, Facebook page, any moment now. It's pretty good. I quite like it. If anybody is wondering about the music choice, it's because this links to one of my first memories of Vectis Radio, which is the first time that I came in, and I remember you played this little sort of almost polka theme tune before I actually started speaking.
That rings a bell. The
Weather Kings. Yeah,
was it?
Yeah, absolutely fabulous piece of music.
Okay, cool. This is like my little sort of like happy first birthday Vectis Radio tribute in there, in the video there as well. That is going to be, I have it queued up on my laptop to go onto the Facebook page any moment now.
Wow.
Yeah. So essentially, once I get off air, you can go into the Vectis Radio page and you should be able to watch the whole video there.
The rest of the day is cancelled.
At least 2 minutes 30 seconds of your day.
That's how long it is. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you for doing that. It's very kind of you. I'm sure it'll be fantastic. If we want to know, when we see this and we see what, you know, the work that you do is fabulous, I'm sure it's going to look absolutely wonderful and blow us away.
Some bits do.
Some bits do.
Yeah.
Where can we see more of your work?
It's actually, I've got it at the end of the video. I've got my website on there. So it's just www.tajai.com. But this is also a Vimeo link. Essentially, go to the website. The website will lead you to more stuff that I've done.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Brilliant. It's a pleasure working with you. Do you know that?
It is a pleasure being here.